Nowhere to Hide by Alex Walters. Read by Mike Rogers. Prologue. They were some miles from the port terminal, out on the open road, before Hanlon felt able to relax slightly. Shit, he said. I really thought they were onto us back there. He was a short, wiry man, muscular, with the air of having drunk one too many strong coffees during the journey over. At first he thought that Mo was asleep, but the older man opened one eye, peering at him from under his trademark troopy hat. You worry too much, man. Jesus, Mo, we got plenty to worry about. Mo opened both eyes and shrugged. I'd say not, wouldn't you? All gone smooth as clockwork. He eased himself back in the passenger seat and jerked his thumb over his shoulder. Not even any noise from back there. Hanlon glanced back over his shoulder. The two women were asleep, partly exhaustion, mainly the sedatives Mo had fed them as they were leaving the port. Christ, how had he allowed himself to get mixed up in this? Apart from anything else, it seemed so half-fucking-baked. This worth the hassle, then, you reckon? Mo's eyes were half-closed again. The hat slid low across his forehead. What's that, man? You think it's worth it, all this? Not ours to judge, man. Being paid for it, aren't you? Not enough, Hanlon said. Like I say, I thought they were onto us back there. That was nothing. I've been through far worse with those bastards. They didn't suspect a fucking thing, even with you shaking like a bare-assed Eskimo.
Mo tried to sound like he was on the sidewalks of Harlem, but his North Wales intonation kept breaking through. He was right, though, Hanlon thought. The passports had been convincing enough. The immigration officers had waved them through with no more than a couple of questions and a glance into the back of the car. He'd been worried that...